This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State lawmakers have concluded their special session at the state capitol. Their main priority was rebalancing the state budget in response to federal tax changes. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democratic lawmakers approved three strategies to close the $1 billion budget hole. They ended some tax breaks for businesses to bring in more money. They agreed to use some of the state's reserve fund, and they're going to cut state spending, although lawmakers left specific cuts up to Governor Jared Polis. Republicans unsuccessfully offered their own ideas. They wanted to preserve the business tax breaks and instead get rid of a new benefit for low-income families. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy has resigned after sharing the information of a college student with ICE after a traffic stop. Alexander Zwink turned in his letter of resignation earlier this month. His last day will be September 2nd. Zwink was the deputy who stopped a 19-year-old college student and shared her immigration information with federal law enforcement in violation of Colorado law. The swatting incident on the University of Colorado Boulder campus Monday was part of a string of hoaxes. CPR's Tony Gorman reports several schools across the country have been targeted.
Swatting is when someone calls in a fake threat to public safety, such as an active shooter, prompting an aggressive police response. The FBI's Denver division confirmed they're seeing an increase in swatting across the country. Villanova, for example, has experienced two such incidents in the past week. Other universities include South Carolina, Tennessee Chattanooga, and Kansas State. The CU Boulder campus was put under a shelter-in-place order Monday after receiving a report of shots fired at the Norland Library. Officers searched buildings for hours before determining the call was fake. The university says the CUPD will have an increased presence on campus as it investigates. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Officials have not shared any potential motive or said whether the hoaxes are connected. Still ahead this morning, remembering one of the original Denver Broncos who died earlier this month. In about 15 minutes here on CPR News.